Two U.S. soldiers were injured in Iraq today when a car bomb exploded near their convoy on the road to Baghdad's international airport. November has been a deadly month in the Iraq war. A large number of U.S. Marines were killed in the battle for Fallujah, among them Nathan R. Wood, a 19-year-old from the Seattle suburb of Kirkland, Washington. He was shot November 9th while fighting door-to-door in an apartment complex. Wood joined the Marines after high school against the wishes of his parents. From member station KPLU, Bellamy Palethorpe has this remembrance.
Marine Lance Corporal Nathan R. Wood spent his last night in Iraq at a barbecue, taking pictures and talking with one of his closest friends, Garrett Ware. Ware spoke at Nathan's memorial.
Everyone was nervous out there, but I mean, when you talk about it, you know, it makes things easier. And he showed no fear the last day. You know, he just, I want to go in there and do my thing. And he did. And he died a hero.
After the service, Wood's relatives crowded into a suburban kitchen, as they so often do for large family gatherings, this time to share memories of their fallen son. Nathan's aunt, Kelly King.
Holy smokes, that kid was busy. He had his hands flying and his legs climbing, and he never could learn anything unless he actually experienced it himself. I remember him having to learn what hot meant by touching the wood stove.
The family describes Nathan as a hard worker who always had time to help his relatives and friends. He tinkered on used cars and taught his buddies how to fly fish. He played camping in the closet with his little sister. His mother, Diet, a registered nurse, says she remembers Nathan with rosy cheeks, a crooked smile, and a rebellious twinkle in his eye.
Just a typical teenager. He just raised a little cane, got in a little trouble for coming home drunk a few times, and he would always come home with lots of cologne on, thinking we wouldn't smell the alcohol or the cigarettes, but we knew better.
He just enjoyed to have fun too much, and I don't think he really took time to think about what he wanted to do.
That's his father, Rex. He's a crane inspector and thought Nathan might become a forester or an electrician someday. The family couldn't afford to send him out of state to his college of choice in Montana. So Nathan joined the Marines with a group of his friends.
I tried to talk him out of it. I tried to talk him into going to school. I told him, Nathan, we're going to be going to war. He said, yes, Mom, I know. But he still wanted to do it.
Nathan enlisted on his 18th birthday. He was quickly promoted to Lance Corporal. Rex says basic training made a man out of his little boy, and despite initial misgivings, he became proud of his son's accomplishments. Still, he says the reality of being in Iraq took its toll on Nathan.
Towards the middle part of everything, I knew his feelings for the Marines had changed quite drastically, and I don't think he enjoyed it as much as he thought he would. But I told him, hang in there, you know, get your money for school. But that just didn't happen.
Nathan's death is especially hard on his mother, Diet, who says she has mixed emotions about all the military honors bestowed on her son. She's against the war. A Purple Heart and a 21-gun salute have not changed that.
I don't feel he died protecting Americans. I feel he died for the oil in Iraq. He died for a country that doesn't believe in what we're doing for them.
Marine Lance Corporal Nathan Wood would have turned 20 next month. He leaves behind his parents and younger sister, Gretchen. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.